Good Friday morning. We are on the cusp of our fun drive, Alan, and boy, do we have a weekend group that will, I'm sure, come through.
I hope so, because when I looked at the numbers, in order to get that extra $25,000 from the Spitzer Foundation, and they really are wonderful to do this, we have to come in with $500,000. Well, it's close, really close. It's like $15,000 left to go out of the $500,000. But as I have often pointed out, David, to you and everybody else who would listen, elections sometimes are lost by one vote. So now's the time everybody's really got to get in and make this happen. I hope we can, because it's getting very, very close, and it would be wonderful. If you go to WMC.org and put your donation in, you can also see the thermometer or barber pole, as I like to put it, and it'll tell you exactly how much is left. It automatically updates. So it's close, very, very, very close, and please, everybody, don't take it for granted. Otherwise, you know, they could win. Who's they? I don't know.
If for some reason you're driving through and have no idea what we're talking about, we're raising money for this public radio station and network, and we're kicking off our on-air fun drive on Monday morning, 6 a.m.
Every penny in the locked box counts against the $1 million total.
It's that simple. We love you. Be with us. Now, Alan, we start with some of the, well, frightening headlines this morning, and this has to do with the Zika virus.
Yeah.
We're hearing that it's spreading explosively, according to the World Health Organization, saying the disease in the Americas affected as many as 4 million people by the end of the year. That is possible, according to them, and we're seeing also worries over the Rio Olympics. There are three cases in New York, Alan. One is a pregnant woman. Obviously, the virus affecting pregnant women and causing a problem with babies that essentially gives them a smaller head.
As you know, David, this is a terrible disease. We know this. There are people all over the world who are going to be affected by it. The BBC was reporting, as I drove in very early this morning, that at least one company has a potential vaccine, which they are now testing on small animals. In the meantime, we all know that just one child whose brain doesn't develop or who has to go through life this way is a terrible, terrible tragedy. Now, there are people who really do the best with those children that they have done in so many other cases. But the fact is, this is now preventable, and we got to put every resource behind it that we possibly can, because otherwise, you know, there'll be a lot of people who say, okay, this is not a good time to have a child.
We go from that to the debate last night. Donald Trump kept his promise to stay out 3 miles away. He put on his own show. Meanwhile, the headline this morning, Cruz and Rubio filled a void on the GOP debate stage.
Well, of course, you know, Cruz had great joy with all of this, and he made fun of Trump, calling everybody stupid. He said, you know, Ben Carson's not much of a surgeon. He was, of course, this is all sarcastic, to point out that Trump was foolish and clownish. However, he continues to lead in the polls, and we haven't seen the quick and dirty polls from overnight, but I don't think Trump hurt himself, and the other guys look weak and disorganized. So I don't believe that this was a good thing for anybody in that party. We have often talked about the Democrats, when they start to fight with each other, being a circular firing squad, but if this isn't a circular firing squad, I don't think I've ever seen one that is.
Several weeks, Alan, after a Hillary Clinton ally threatened to attack him over his allegedly fragile health, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont was pronounced in very good health yesterday by his physician.
Well, we 74-year-olds feel very strongly that we want to resist ageism in any form that it approaches us. But I have to tell you that when people say to me, you know, you're too old, you should retire, I say, what are you talking about? Bernie Sanders is my age, and he's running for president of the United States. Talk to him.
Our political observer, Alan Chertok. You want the station to continue, you know what you have to do.
That's right. Put something into the lock box or locks box or, well, anyway, you know what I mean. Go to WMC.org and do something. We're so close.
See you Monday morning at 6 a.m.